And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day and turns to you seven times and says, I repent, you must forgive him. This is Jesus' way of saying that our forgiveness should be unlimited. Is there any wonder then that when Jesus suggested that forgiveness was to be such an important assumption of our faith, that the apostles responded with an astounded, increase our faith? Clearly they understood that to be called to embrace such forgiveness would not be easy without the help of God. So Jesus tells a parable about the mustard seed-sized faith, the mustard seed-sized faith that can cause a mulberry tree to leave its place in the soil and go to the sea. I like how Eugene Peterson paraphrases this parable in the Bible called The Message. But the master said, you don't need more faith. There is no more or less in faith. If you have a bare kernel of faith, say the size of a poppy seed, you can say to this sycamore tree, go jump in the lake, and it would do it. Of course, Jesus is exaggerating a bit. There is probably no good reason to command a tree to uproot and jump into the sea. But that's not really the point. Jesus is using a common form of ancient oversized humor called hyperbole. He gets them laughing. As he is talking, the apostles are all picturing how silly it would be for a huge tree to pull itself from the ground and start running along holding its roots up like a skirt. The point isn't that we should go about practicing faith by creating spectacles, by telling trees to uproot. Rather, we should expect that even small faith can have a big impact. Just how much faith does it take to be a Christian and obey Jesus? How much faith is needed to go beyond mere duty and do really big things? The Bible never says to have faith in faith. Yet this is what most of us spend our time trying to do. And it doesn't work. It never works. Too often, a great difficulty or problem arises, and the believer feels they have to stir up their sincere faith. He or she feels that if you can stir up enough faith and enough fervor in their faith, we'll whip the problem. But in reality, they just have faith in faith. Their mind and attention and their heart have been focused upon faith and not upon God. It isn't our faith that moves mountains. It isn't our faith that casts mulberry trees into the sea. A person's faith is not going to and cannot move mountains. God is the one who moves the mountain or the tree. Jesus isn't talking about faith in ourselves. He's not talking about faith in circumstances or luck. He's talking about faith in God. He's talking about faith enough to follow him no matter what. He's talking about living our lives based on the fact that God is faithful and will keep his promises. He's talking about walking by faith and not by sight. Our faith is only as good as the object of our faith. Faith is believing that God is who he says he is and that he does what he says he will do. Faith is not self-confidence, but confidence in God. Biblical scholar N.T. Wright offers a vivid imagery of faith. He says, faith is like a window through which you can see something. It doesn't matter whether that window is 6 inches high or 6 feet high. What matters is the God that your faith is looking out on. If it's the Creator God, the God active in Jesus and the Spirit, then the tiniest little peephole of a window will give you access to a power like you never dreamed of. It seems nearly impossible, doesn't it? But in God, all things are possible. And our faith originates with God and comes to us as a gift. We just need to take the faith we already have been given and deploy it more effectively. Jesus does not supersize our faith. It is not necessary. We live by faith, not because we have enough faith, but because we have faith anything, even a mustard-sized seed, mustard seed-sized faith. I still can't say that. In God, that is all we need. Jesus believes that. We should too. The question is not how much faith we have, but rather, how are we living the faith we do have? How is our faith, our relationship with Jesus, changing our lives, our relationships, and the lives of others? If it is not, more of the same will surely make no difference. The mustard seed of faith is already planted within us. It is Christ Himself. He has withheld nothing. We already have enough. We already are enough. We do not need more faith. We need more response to the faith, the Christ, the mustard seed, the relationship we already have. So faith is this confident assurance that God is really in control and that He will do what He says He will do. He keeps His promises. You see, if the object of our faith is Almighty God, then our faith has limitless possible potential. He is able, and He will make good. Amen.
Amen.